Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions on lines from Stephen King books. I'm going to spook you by reading one of the lines, and you'll tell me what book it's from. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Happy November. This is the month of my birth. I'm a Scorpio, and maybe you are too if you're listening and have a birthday coming up right around the corner. I'm getting excited because this weekend we're doing a big party for the three of us. Me and my two kids all have November birthdays, so it should be a hoot and a holler. I got the bounce house all ordered. It should be a good time with all the family and friends coming over, especially the ones with kids, because we'll have this bounce house. It's like a big princess-themed kind of colored thing with the bouncing, and then there's a thing to climb inside and a slide that goes to the outside. I always like the combo. The bounce house by itself is fine, but come on. If you add that slide, it's a whole nother realm of good times for kids and adults who like to bounce around. So last year, we did the same thing, and we had like a pirate ship-themed one because we had a pirate-themed party. And we got every single adult to go down the slide at some point. And we took pictures and videos of all of it, including Ashley's elderly grandparents. So that was a good time. And hopefully we can get them down that slide again this year. And I'll have to share some pictures over on the Discord app chat. If you're new to the show and you don't know what the Discord app chat is, for just a dollar a month or more, you get access to this ongoing chat room where I will send you cool things every day. Today I posted in there, hey, does anybody want to help me with a picture round for my live events this week that doesn't listen in California? So I had five or six people message me on there and say, hey, I'll give it a gander. And people like Paul McLaughlin listens to the show and is my Facebook friend. And I posted on Facebook as well. So I had maybe three or four people do it on Facebook and five or six people do it on the Discord app. And everybody seemed to get around 6 or 7 out of 10, with a few exceptions who almost nailed it perfectly. But it's a picture round, so I can't really do it on the podcast. It's called Famous Foreheads, though. And I saw the idea for the topic floating around on Reddit, and I was like, ooh, that could be fun. So I took the idea and I found my own pictures for it, and it's just like from the eyebrows up. So some of these hairstyles you recognize, some of the eyebrows and facial features you recognize, but otherwise it's kind of tough. And I think I got a good eclectic group where you might not know every single person on it. So if that seems like something you want to do and you listen to the show and you just want to take a look at my slides and tell me if you think I'm doing a good job or not, just let me know. RyanBuds@gmail.com or RyanBuds on all social media. I'll be sure to send you that link, especially if you don't live in California, because then you can play it and it's not like it's going to spoil a live round for you. So just let me know about that. And if you want to throw a few bucks over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds, that gets you access to that Discord app chat that I mentioned. And we post all kinds of cool stuff in there. I post little bonus rounds in there. I post different pictures from my daily life if it pertains to pop culture. Like we went to medieval times with my in-laws for our birthday the other day. Posted some fun pictures from that whole excursion, etc. So if you want to see more about what's going on in my world as a trivia host in Southern California, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. From $1 all the way up to $50, there's tons of cool stuff that I will send you as a reward. The $50 tier is the highest, and that is for fellow trivia hosts or people who like to host parties or just like to have slides of trivia. I send you all of my content for the month that I use at my live events, and you can use it for your own hosting of live trivia events or hosting of parties and things. And my good friends Veronica and Chris are in that tier. So thank you guys so much for your support over on patreon.com. All right, guys, today's episode, Stephen King books. I'm going to give you a bunch of lines from books. You tell me what book they are from, and I'll try and make it creepy when I'm reading them. Here we go. Here we go, guys. Lines from Stephen King books. I'll read you the line. You tell me what book it might be from. Here's question number one. Wendy, darling, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. Number one, Wendy, darling, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. What book would that be from? Number one. Number one. Stephen King lines number 2. 7, Richie thought. That's the magic number. There has to be 7 of us. That's the way it's supposed to be. Number 2. 7, Richie thought. That's the magic number. There has to be 7 of us. That's the way it's supposed to be. Number 2. Question number 3. She did not know if her gift had come from the Lord of Light or Darkness, and now finally finding that she did not care which, she was overcome with an almost indescribable relief, as if a huge weight, long carried, had slipped from her shoulders. Number 3. She did not know if her gift had come from the Lord of Light or Darkness, and now finally finding that she did not care which, she was overcome with an almost indescribable relief, as if a huge weight, long carried, had slipped from her shoulders. Number 3. Question number 4. I am your number one fan. Number 4. What book is that from? Stephen King lines. Number 4. I am your number one fan. Question number 5. Rightly tired of the pain I hear and feel, boss. Where we's coming from or going to or why. If I could end it, I would, but I can't. Number 5. Rightly tired of the pain I hear and feel, boss, where we's coming from or going to or why. If I could end it, I would, but I can't. Number 5. Question number 6 on your list. Sometimes dead is better. Number 6, Stephen King lines. Sometimes dead is better. Number 6. Question number 7. The world was full of monsters, and they were allowed to bite the innocent and unwary. Number 7. The world was full of monsters, and they were allowed to bite the innocent and unwary. Question number 8. Come on, big guy. Let's go for a ride. Let's cruise. Number 8. Come on, big guy. Let's go for a ride. Let's cruise. Question number 9. Show me a man or woman alone and I'll show you a saint. Give me 2 and they'll fall in love. Give me 3 and they'll invent this charming thing we call society. Number 9. Show me a man or woman alone and I'll show you a saint. Give me 2 and they'll fall in love. Give me 3 and they'll invent the charming thing we call society. Number 9. Question number 10. I do not aim with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I aim with my eye. Number 10. I do not aim with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I aim with my eye. And your bonus question, Stephen King lines from books. Number 11. What is the Stephen King author pseudonym that he uses with the initials RB? Is it Ryan Buds? It's not, but maybe it is. For 2 points, what is Stephen King's author pseudonym with the initials RB? Speaking of RB, we'll be right back with the answers in just a second. Here we go, guys. Stephen King lines from books. Number 1. My voice is shot. Let's see if you got these right. Number 1, Wendy darling, light of my life, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in. The Shining. That was Jack Nicholson in The Shining as that character at the Overlook Hotel. Very creepy movie, very creepy book, The Shining. Number 2, 7, Richie thought that's the magic number. There has to be 7 of us. That's the way it's supposed to be. My birthday is November 7th, this Thursday, and this book was It. This is the movie It and the book It. And Richie and 7 for the Losers Club. Number 3, she did not know if her gift had come from the Lord of Light or Darkness, and now finally finding that she did not care which, she was almost overcome with an indescribable relief as if a huge weight long carried had slipped from her shoulders. Her is the key word there, and the gift would be carry. Number 3, carry is the movie. Very creepy movie. Number 4, I am your number one fan. That is old Annie Wilkes in Misery. Misery, Annie Wilkes gets beaten with a typewriter. Classic movie. Breaks some ankles with a sledgehammer. Brutal scene that I remember watching as a kid and being like, oh my God, what just happened? Number 4, I'm your number one fan, Misery. Number 5, rightly tired of the pain I hear and feel, boss, where we's coming from or going to, or why. If I could end it, I would, but I can't. The Green Mile, boss, as the person he's talking to there. That is the key there, and that's the Green Mile. Number 6, sometimes dead is better. That is the tagline for the movie of the remake and probably the old movie. Sometimes dead is better. Pet Cemetery. Number six. One could argue that they shouldn't remake a movie whose tagline is sometimes dead is better. Like, just let it be that first movie. Number seven, the world was full of monsters and they were allowed to bite the innocent and unwary. That was Cujo, the one with the killer dog, Cujo. Number eight, come on, big guy, let's go for a ride, let's cruise. Christine is the name of the movie. That's the killer car movie. Number nine, show me a man or woman alone and I'll show you a saint. Give me two and they'll fall in love. Give me three and they'll invent this charming thing we call society. That was The Stand. I've never read it or seen it. The Stand, number nine. And number 10, I do not aim with my hand. He who aims with his hand has forgotten the face of his father. I aim with my eye. That was the Dark Tower series, specifically The Gunslinger, but I think that quote is in multiple books, if not all of them. And your bonus question for 2 points, what is Stephen King's author pseudonym with the initials R? It was not Ryan Budds, unfortunately. It was Richard Bachman. Richard Bachman, for example, the book Thinner was written by Richard Bachman. I don't know why authors do that from time to time, unless they think the book's going to suck. But I don't think that's why he did it, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. All right, that was Stephen King books, guys. Hope you had fun playing along with those. And maybe if you want more Stephen King action, go on Hulu and watch season 2 of Castle Rock. I watched the first episode and fell asleep, but I was very tired that day, so I got to give it another shot. Your question of the day is brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What beverage company used the slogan "Me He" to counter their drink's name? What beverage company used the slogan "Me He" to counter their drink's name? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Budds on Twitter or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Nabisco. And that was from Alex Thompson. I think sent me that answer first. Nice job, Alex. Trivia team name of the day is Snails from the Crypt. Snails from the Crypt. And check out Funky Monkey Designs at fmdesignsinc.com for all your printing desires. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.